Thank you. Good morning. My name is Alex Gamelgard. I'm the president of the California Police Chiefs Association, and I wanted to thank the assembly member for authoring AB 1708, which we are proud to co-sponsor with the League of California Cities, the California District Attorneys Association, and the California Retailers Association. Our goal, and the author's goal with AB 1708, is to fix what has become a broken system that is failing to correct criminal behavior on our streets. When a person can steal again and again without facing meaningful consequences or without having to commit to rehabilitative programs, we see those individuals cycle through our criminal justice system to their own detriment and to the detriment of our communities. Police chiefs continue to see examples throughout California, individuals arrested dozens of times without a change in behavior. This creates a problem for our communities, for our retailers, and for the public. To be clear, and as you've already heard this morning, it's a small number of individuals taking advantage of this broken system, but they are causing significant damage. According to the most recent data from the California Department of Justice, the annual total value of stolen goods has grown 55% between 2014 and 2021. Furthermore, many of these individuals who may have benefited from early intervention have gone on to commit more serious and violent crimes, crimes that could have been prevented. AB 1708 would fix this problem by allowing judges to sentence repeat offenders to higher sentences or, and more likely, require them to participate in rehabilitation programs. Incarceration isn't always the answer to correct criminal conduct, and Cal Chiefs supports the use of alternatives as long as they require meaningful participation and are outcome-driven. AB 1708 is a common sense solution to the problems that we've outlined today. And again, we appreciate the work of the assembly member on our and our coalition partners in moving this bill forward. Thank you.